Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Liz, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Well, good morning. I just wanted to say I heard you thanking us for listening and watching. I don't get to watch your YouTube, but every morning I start off with you guys on my way to work.
Beautiful.
Getting ready. I love listening to you. If I miss you, I'm on the podcast listening at night. I just have to thank you for starting my day that way.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Liz. That's awesome. Thank you so much, and you have a great day, and you have a great holiday, okay?
Oh, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's so nice.
So sweet.
Jimmy, can I get that on the board? I need Liz's bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as we sign off. Bye-bye. Dawn's up next. Bye-bye. I'm going to put that on my board. Good work out of Liz. Yeah, there you go. You can. I mean, that's the thing about this show. I mean, yes, radio initially, right, live on 1210. Then it's like, okay, here comes this HD radio thing, and then comes an Odyssey app, and then comes, you know, the podcast, and then you can get the podcast on the 1210 WPHT website, then comes Instagram, where Stalker was begging for followers, then comes YouTube. We're always evolving, right?
We are. We're always evolving.
That's evolution.
Evolution.
Right? There you go. Wrestling reference. All right, 7:06. Let's get to the news. Round number two, the Great Dawn Stencil.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live. This edition sponsored by Budget Blinds. The big story for everybody that affects all of us this Thursday morning, December 5th, 43 degrees. But don't be fooled. There's sleet, snow on the way. It's nasty outside and a lot of fender benders and slipping and sliding on the roadways. So be safe. We'll talk about the forecast more as we move forward. But we do have a police update for you on that trash tiff that happened in Philadelphia with a 37-year-old woman charged with aggravated assault and possession of an instrument of crime, reckless endangerment, when police say that she opened fire on a neighbor, shooting him allegedly in the torso, his legs. He's in critical but stable condition this morning. But it all started when apparently she didn't like where he placed his trash outside of their home.
I told you, recycling can first, trash can second.
So it was North Philadelphia that this happened. There was a 17-year-old who they questioned and in this, but the 17-year-old did nothing wrong, was simply, police say, a witness to the crime. So we've got that. See, my whole thing is, because my husband always says, boys, take out the garbage. So they go out and they take out, and then I go out and then fix the cans.
Oh, okay, because it's very sloppy. They're not all...
Well, because you got to make sure that they're not too close to the neighbor's side.
True.
That they're tucked in.
Right.
They're not, like, in the bike lane or... Yeah. You know what I mean? They're, like, in the spot.
Why don't you just teach your kids how to do that rather than them doing it and then you going out and doing it following up?
I know.
What's the thing? Teach a person to fish and they'll, you know... Isn't that a saying?
Give them a fishing pole.
And whatever. They'll never learn how to...
They'll never be hungry again. Something like that.
That's a Bidenism.
Unless they fish in the Schuylkill, then they could get the...
No, seriously. Just say, hey.
No, I know.
When you do this, make sure you tuck the garbages... Yeah. The garbages.
The garbages.
The garbage cans. Far enough away from the...
I mean, I have by now, I don't know. I have this feeling that maybe it started when the 17-year-old was taking them out, because they keep mentioning the 17-year-old that was also taken into custody with her.
Here's the quote from a Chinese philosopher. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Thank you.
Teach him how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
I was obviously not a philosopher.
Great philosophy.
I know one thing, radio. Yeah. That's it.
Same here.
Give a man a radio and he'll become a brand manager and feed his family for a life.
Give a man a headphones and he'll know how to capture PPM. What? What does that mean? What are you guys talking about? Sorry.
How did we go from a shooting in Philadelphia to philosophy?
It's the beauty of the show, Don Sanzon. It's the beauty of the show.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. So we have that one going on. We talked about earlier this real tragedy that's happening in Pennsylvania outside a rural area closest to Pittsburgh. But this dangerous search for a missing grandmother who officials, Pennsylvania officials, believe fell into this very deep sinkhole. In fact, not fell into the sinkhole, but rather was walking along, and the ground literally opened up and swallowed her. I mean, it's just the things that horror movies are made of. So the sinkhole was not there until she was walking there, and the ground opened up and swallowed her.
You know, I know you said yesterday it was at least three stories deep, and it's probably deeper than that, considering they can't find her. Do we know how wide it was, like wide spreading and ranging?
They're
on,
pretty
on the surface,
wide.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, sinkholes are pretty wide.
Okay.
Man.
So it's not like just something like a little 6x6 like hole that she just, you know, dropped down into. This was like, this thing probably could have swallowed like a vehicle, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sinkholes swallow vehicles.
Well, yeah, yeah. I was just wondering about this one specifically. Yeah.
I don't know that information. Looking from the, there are chopper shots of it.
Yeah.
It looks pretty big. But the point is, it was not, it's not as if it was a sinkhole that was existing,
right,
that she was walking by and should have avoided. It was not, this was not there. And all of a sudden, I mean, imagine the timing of that.
I know.
She's walking by there, and at that moment, literally the ground opens up and swallows her.
Jesus. And you said, what, 72?
And so I believe so. Mrs. Pollard, Elizabeth Pollard. And so she was searching for the missing cat, had been babysitting her 5-year-old granddaughter, who, thank God, she left in her vehicle. And that's how they found, initially, they were searching everywhere frantically, thinking, where are they? And that find her vehicle, find the little girl safely in the back seat there, in her car seat. Thank goodness she stayed in the car. But that led them to realizing there was this sinkhole nearby. They could see with using cameras. I mean, they've been doing this incredible, challenging excavation now for days. And they did identify her shoe. So they could see at one point her shoe, and there was a lot of mud around that. So essentially they think she fell to the swallowed her up. Then there was this mine shaft, a coal mine shaft. But then it appears that another piece of the ground opened up and swallowed her down further.
Oh my God.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
That's how they're describing this.
Mm-hmm.
So the family had said they were praying for a miracle.
Yeah.
But now at this point, there's no way that somebody could sustain life.
Won't even get a proper burial. That's awful.
Oh my God. Just a horrible, horrible way to die. So in this one, we do have the update on this little dog, Mila. And now our Eagles cornerback, Keeley. I'm saying his name right,
yeah.
Right? Keeley, right?
Keeley Ringo.
Ringo,
yeah, a young kid from Georgia.
Such a cool name, Ringo. So yeah. Keeley Ringo's mom, and her name's Haley Ringo.
He was a star at Georgia, by the way.
Okay.
See what I did there, Ringo?
So she was shopping in a Target store.
You are very quick-witted.
I know, he is.
Yeah. That's why you hired me.
I love it.
Sorry.
And so this is her. So she was shopping in the Target store in Port Richmond in Philadelphia on Castor Ave there with her little Shih Tzu doggy Mia, who she has dressed up. She, you know, puts little red bows and dye in the little doggy's hair and tail, has her in this cute little tutu, and she takes little Mila everywhere. Well, she put Mila down as she was going to the ladies' room. Mila just takes off and runs out of the bathroom, apparently, and there are four people walking in the store. One of the ladies or teenagers picks up little Mila, and they walk out of the store. This was October 28th. Since then, police have been trying to help Haley Ringo recover her little dog, Mila. No luck. They released the surveillance images.
I hate to say it. That dog is pit bull food.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
No. No.
Yep.
No. No. No.
Yep.
That's not true.
I would.
No.
I would almost 100% guarantee.
No.
That dog is pit bull food.
No, because it was a young woman with a. It was a young woman in the group, and she picked up the dog.
Does anybody know where?
So that's her pet.
Does Michael Vick have an alibi?
Stop. So now, Haley Ringo. Eagle Mom, she is offering a $1,000 reward, no questions asked. And she says that, by the way, Haley Ringo overcame breast cancer about 10 years ago, and that's when she got the dog, the Shih Tzu. Now, I don't know if her son gave her the dog, the family, but she takes this dog everywhere.
I don't know. The son's making some nice change. Maybe he can up the reward a little bit here. $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. Yeah. So maybe that would be good if he he could out on social media say, "Please return my mom's little dog Mila."
Do they have a description of the people who?
Yes,
the woman who stole the.
The police really have been releasing this.
Just curious, what the ethnicity? What's the ethnicity?
Soft, chubby, fat looking.
Why don't you show it on YouTube and you can look for yourself? So it's a mixed group of young. They could be teenagers or young, I don't know, anywhere from 16, 17 to mid-20s maybe.
So it's a group of teenagers.
Like four of them, at least one woman in the group are shoppers in Target. They're not doing anything wrong, but they do.
White, black, Hispanic, just
they look like they could be Hispanic or black.
Okay.
So
just curious. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I thought Target was like where the bougie elitists shop. This sounds like a Walmart story.
Oh, jeez.
The bougie elitists don't shop at Target.
Oh, but I thought that Walmart was the dreck of society. Apparently Target can be
Walmart
just
is the dreck of society. Target a close second.
Or KOP Mall, where Upper Marion police are putting out surveillance images of these three suspects involved in a robbery that happened at the KOP Mall. And the three suspects stole sunglasses worth nearly $11,000 from Solaris store. Inside the $11,000 were the sunglasses. These are expensive.
Who the hell spends 11 grand on sunglasses? Yeah. With all due respect,
how many did they take?
Yeah,
but they entered the store shortly before it closed, grabbed multiple sunglasses from the displays, and then pushed past the employee and ran out. They were late. The last time they were seen, they ran out of the mall near the Neiman Marcus. So they did get away before police arrived.
Yeah. Nowadays, people just have those real cheap sunglasses, like the gas station sunglasses that everybody's wearing. I remember like when I was in high school and college, everybody was like, I got to get a pair of Oakleys, right? Everybody's got to get a pair of Oakleys. And then all of a sudden, like that just kind of went to the wayside. Now people wear those goofy aviator sunglasses. They're like $6 when you get a Mountain Dew red at the gas station. Unbelievable. These people are stealing sunglasses for 11 grand.
So the suspects got away. Police releasing today their surveillance images, asking everybody to look at those. And I don't think there's a reward at KOP, but we see an uptick in these types of crimes despite more security at KOP Mall. So we're watching that one, especially with all the holiday shopping, staying open later, that sort of thing. Hey, by the way, it is official in Philadelphia. Do not stop in a designated bike lane.
No, don't.
Mayor Sherelle Parker signing into law the ban on motor vehicles from ever even stopping momentarily in the city's designated bike lanes, handing a big political victory to cycling and traffic safety advocates.
You know, can I have a moment to rant about bike safety with motor vehicles, especially in the vicinity where we work here around Market Street? Let me ask you this. Would I be the one who is found liable if my truck hits a bike rider? So, all right, you know how we come out of the garage and we make a right and you make another quick left and then another left and you wrap back around Market to get on the Vine and the Schuylkill? So when I'm getting ready to go through the green light and make a left-hand turn, right? And the bikes come from your blind spot,
dude.
With your blind spot. And now they have the cross light lit ups where they can walk and drive across. And literally, there's spots when I look in my rearview mirror where I can't see them.
Yep.
And they zip by.
Yep.
If we collide, I'm not the one in the wrong, am I?
Yeah, you are.
100%.
You are.
That's outrageous.
I'm so glad you brought this up. 6 times in the last month that has happened to me. And it's not just bikes. It's electric scooters. It's all that crap.
That's just it. The electric scooters are not bicycles.
Yeah.
So I think they are motor vehicles, technically. Okay. I think they should be licensed. They should have to take a test, especially those delivery drivers. But to your point, Nick, it's my biggest fear because technically they're passing on the left.
Yes, and they've got earbuds in. They're listening to music. I am so sick of these hipster D-bags that are going to cause me to be found liable and get my insurance through the roof, all because they want to just be detached from society. Either walk and pay attention or get a damn vehicle.
Boom.
I hate these people.
That was the little take.
I saw them in Nashville all the time. I just wanted to open up my SUV door and just clip them.
we're saving the environment by biking around. It's 2 degrees outside.
I know. With your little mop top haircut
and your Patagonia sweater.
Get out of my way.
Hey, don't knock that mop top, okay?
Yours is actually, but you don't brush yours to the side. It's the side slick one. I just want to just.
That's slick. Well, in this one, it's already forbidden to park in the bike lanes, but this new ordinance will make it illegal officially for any driver to pull a vehicle over, even if you're stopping temporarily to pick somebody up. Or what I think of is all the Amazon drivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially this, they're going to rack up these fines. So what are the fines? It's in the Philadelphia, right where we are. Especially in this region,
yeah.
It's $125. In most places across the city, parking in a bike lane is a $75 fine. So anywhere between $75 and $125 if you even pull over in that lane. Mm. And even if you try to pull away, you know they're going to get your license plate.
Yep.
So we got that going on.
Okay.
I know that we're going to talk about murder in Manhattan, police hunting for the gunmen after the United Healthcare CEO was killed in Midtown Manhattan. And we'll have more on the CEO, Brian Thompson, in what police are calling a brazen targeted attack.
Mm-hmm.
His wife and children devastated by that and speaking out. So we'll have that moving forward. We are sponsored this morning by Budget Blinds. The holidays, they're coming quickly. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and Greg Stocker can tell you, motorization.
The best.
Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. The only no questions asked warranty in the entire business.
Yeah.
Schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. Budget Blinds, thank you for sponsoring Kale and Company News Live.
Trust me, you won't need your money back. It's well worth it.
There you go. Stocker can speak firsthand on it.
I can.
There you go. All right, coming up next, we will break down the footage of the assassination, the execution, the point-blank murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Get over to YouTube.
Well, if you want to see it, because we actually have the video of him being gunned down.
Right.
So if you don't want to see it, then you might not
want to. It's about 30 seconds. Yeah. There's no audio. It'll be video only on YouTube, obviously. And we will kind of break it down for the radio-only audience or the app-only audience. And we will do that, I promise, right after this.
One of the greatest gifts of all time in our family, we give our family the gift of an amazing trip of a lifetime to Italy. And you know that I now know, and for those of you who joined me on the Conservative Tours Italy trip last year, you know why Italy is the most revisited country in the world. I hope you join me next spring on the Italian Riviera. Lorenzo and Romina, they're going to be back with us once again. Conservative Tours, crafting an itinerary that's sure to enchant all of us. Tuscany, the Riviera, the Northern Italian Lakes region, Cinque Terre, and dining events that you're going to write home about. 5378. Yes, that includes your airfare. Pisa, Michelangelo's Florence, and the fashion capital of Milan. Toll free, 888-733-9494. That's the number to call toll free, 888-733-9494. Or you can just go to conservativetours.com. Luxury hotels, a Mercedes coach, and a tour leader who is absolutely the best. That's Conservative Tours in Italy, world class. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Charming Siena, home to Il Palio, the medieval Manhattan, San Gimignano, Medina, Lake Como, Vernaggia. So why not just print out a little picture from the itinerary, wrap it up in a nice box, make that your Christmas gift to the one you love. Say, honey, let's go to Italia together. Oh, doesn't that sound nice? Join me next spring in Italy, conservativetours.com. I'll see you in Portofino, conservativetours.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This- This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Let me give you some of the backdrop of this story. As Brian Thompson was indeed facing a DOJ investigation and a lawsuit when he was shot dead at this investor conference that he was attending in the early hours of yesterday morning. For those of you not paying attention, or maybe you didn't hear about this story, this CEO was accused of insider trading and fraud before he was assassinated on Wednesday in Manhattan. I'm reading this version of the story courtesy of the Daily Mail because they have some really good details on what was going on with this company under the watch of Brian Thompson before this happened. Thompson, who was 50, shot dead in what New York Police Department officials believe was a targeted attack. Last year, the DOJ launched a probe into whether the private company of the nation's biggest insurer, led by Thompson, was unfairly restricting competitors and running a monopoly. In May, the City of Hollywood Firefighters Pension Fund initiated a complaint against Thompson and other executives, accusing the CEO of failing to tell investors about the federal probe before Thompson himself unloaded over 31% of his stock, taking in $15.1 million in proceeds. In legal documents, the fund said Thompson and other company execs sold over $117 million worth of United Health common stock during the four-month period when insiders knew about the federal antitrust investigation, but the public did not. Then, the California Public Employees Retirement System, America's largest state public pension fund, then joined the complaint in October and filed an amendment seeking a jury trial against Thompson and other United Health executives. The Wall Street Journal reported in February that federal investigators had been interviewing healthcare industry representatives in sectors where United Health competes, including doctor groups. They also own physician groups, amongst other assets. So this guy, insider trading, dumping off stock, making a killing, walks out of his hotel yesterday. This is clip four. Again, there's no audio to this, so if you're on YouTube, you will see the video with no audio. If you haven't seen this, get to YouTube now. If you've seen it, you know exactly what this looks like. Phil, let's roll clip four here. I mean, right at point-blank range, no more than 12 feet, silencer, hooded sweatshirt, backpack. If we could just restart it here again, Phil, now he's shooting again. I want to just freeze it just to set the stage here. So he comes walking out, surveillance, freeze it right there, Phil. Ooh. Right there, there we go. God. So on the right-hand side of our screen is the infrastructure, the building, the hotel where he probably came out of. You've got a little sidewalk, cars, black SUVs all lined up, double parked, you know, tight street. There looks like there's somebody standing right across from Brian Thompson right now. The shooter is got to be no more than 10, 12 feet behind, literally just walks up. And now let's roll it again. Let's play it. Shoots him at point blank range, right in the back of the head, right in the back. He stumbles into the building. The pedestrian just kind of skedaddles out of the way. The shooter is just, I mean, casually walking.
Yeah.
I mean, no urgency, no, oh, I hope I don't get caught, nobody sees me. He finishes him off, and now he makes a left-hand turn between cars, and then he kind of goes, he picks up his pace, looks like he's jogging across, and then he's out of camera sight. So let's talk about this. I thought initially, with seeing a shorter, condensed version of that, that was government hit or a, you know, well-established paid hitman. But the more I see that longer version and with the comments that we've been getting throughout the morning, I tend to agree with the people so far that this was an amateur, because now we're getting details. Stucker, do you remember some of the specifics that Road Warrior said about the gun jamming and things like that?
I don't. Maybe he can call in.
Okay.
But they said that you could see where he fires. He hits him.
Yep.
And then, and then you can see that the gun, it's a handgun with a silencer on it, and it jams.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I don't, okay, a couple things.
Yep.
When you, if you buy a firearm and then you buy other parts to it that are incompatible, that's one of the reasons that it might jam like that.
Yep.
And that's what Road Warrior is saying.
Okay.
Also, this guy, I don't. I just think he's not gloved, even though he wears a mask. He's really not. To me, it's more likely that this is more about somebody who's taking a hit out on somebody because they're upset about an insurance claim or something. I just don't think it's a professional hit.
See, I don't know. Yeah, I
you know
agree
what I mean.
You
can see who.
Yeah.
If you know this guy and you look at these tight shots, where you can see his eyes and his nose because it's from like above.
Yep.
You know who this is.
Yeah, I don't think this was a professional hit. I don't think this is a government hit, but I don't think that this is somebody that was, you know, over a claim. This to me feels like
somebody
that got robbed in the stock market that lost their you know what while this guy was pocketing $15 million.
Wait, before anybody else goes on, there was a message scrolled on the bullet. Did you guys see this? The message reportedly found shell casing with the words depose, deny, and defend inscribed on them.
Now, what exactly would that mean?
Well,
that's interesting.
Depose, deny. Remember the movie, what was the movie, Rainmaker with Matt Damon? Was that, in other words, deny. Maybe it has to do with that.
They're saying it closely resembles the title of a book criticizing insurance companies and the tactics they use to deny.
To deny.
Claims.
Yeah. Mm. And it reminds me of that movie. Isn't it called Rainmaker? That was with, and it was a book, obviously. It was a book, and then it was made into a movie with Matt Damon. In other words, if you have somebody in your life who is, and think about the everyday frustrations where somebody, let's say they have a horrible disease and they can't afford all of the care that they need, and they're denied because that's what they do to you. They try to deny and deny.
Yeah, we've all been on that receiving end.
But if somebody in your life dies because they feel like the insurance company that's getting very wealthy just continues. I said this on the air right away. I said there are so many movies about this kind of thing.
Yeah, but this is definitely targeted. This was definitely planned. This was there's a one. I forget what Twitter feed reported this and brought light to a young individual doing citizen journalism that tracked down, I guess, the electric scooter or the city bike, and they were able, and they're all GPSed.
I have, Phil, do you have that? I think it's Cut 15.
It's amazing citizen journalism, how this guy took off to, I think, Central Park on the scooter.
Yeah.
But they also have, I will tell you, the cops have been through cameras.
Right.
They tracked him before he gunned down the CEO.
Right.
He went to a Starbucks. They have his DNA.
Yeah. Think about the level that you had. Now, I know it wasn't flawlessly executed, but he obviously knew where the guy was staying. He knew when he was going to be coming out. Yeah. I mean, he literally, this looks like a scripted thing from a movie where he just, hey, here comes so-and-so walking out of the building. Let me walk up behind him and put one in the back of his skull. Right.
So, yeah. So this is what I was talking about. This is an ex-user by the name of Riley who explains how he found where the assassin who murdered the United Healthcare CEO likely fled using city bike data.
Yep.
All right. Roll this, Phil.
Okay. We're good now.
Low tech.
What just happened?
So there was unfortunately a very sad shooting in Manhattan. The United Healthcare CEO was shot. Seemed like he was targeted. Very, very terrible. But then I was watching the news this morning and the police chief in the news conference said that the assailant fled on a city bike, on an e-bike. It's like crazy that a criminal would flee on a bike, like especially a city bike. But I've been scraping city bike data for the past few weeks. This is not it right here. This is it right here where I can see where every individual bike has been. So I can see, okay, like this, let's see. Like right here, bike number like 216-4382 entered a dock at 2:03 p.m. and then it exited the dock. Someone else took the bike at 2:13 p.m. At station number 1058, which is Columbus Avenue, West 59th Street.
Yeah.
So using all this data, I can see I checked all the possible rides that the assailant could have fled on, and there were like only 8 rides within the time frame of the shooting. Only one of them was headed northbound through Central Park. So that was, which is the police that the guy went through. So I'm like really, really confident that this one ride was where the guy ended up. So he ended up on the Upper East Side. So I tweeted this. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting, and a bunch of people read. Yeah, that's a good question. So I like making kind of fun, weird websites that show data in an interesting way, and like I thought it'd be cool to make a site that shows like in real time, like all the city bike rides in New York. Because like, this isn't data that you can normally get. Like I had to reverse engineer the Lyft app to get this, so it's like data that you really can't get normally.
Wait, what did you do?
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. All right, so you have to purchase these bikes, right? I mean, you can't get these with cash. He stole it, though, right?
So Rob on the YouTube chat is saying that the police are now saying it was not a city bike. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Right. My brother-in-law, who's very well schooled in firearms, says the shooter was absolutely an amateur. No professional would ever had miss would have ever had a misfire, let alone two, and would have got closer with the headshot. Walking target, using no situational awareness, a pro would have done it in one shot. Yeah. This was an under 30 amateur with little to no experience and scared. Probably had a parent die from not getting proper health care.
I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's true, and the New York Post has picked up the story as well, but the reason insurance companies do not pay claims is they delay, they deny, then they defend it, then they delay it, they delay, delay, delay.
Which was the title of the book.
Of the book.
Yes.
The 2010 book is what
it was. Wasn't it Rainmaker that they ultimately made the movie?
The book is called Delay, Deny, Defend, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It by J.M. Feinman.
There you go.
So I don't know. It was a 2010 book. Allegedly, this is what was written on the shell casing. But you're right, because one of the shots was in the calf. I mean, the other was, I think the kill shot was in the chest. So if it was a professional hit, it would have been one to the back of the head, and that would have been it.
Also, right? It's a suppressor, not a silencer. I was just corrected on that.
Everybody's saying there's no such thing as a silencer.
I know. I got to stop watching movies.
It's sad. It's tragic. I mean, you said at the beginning, Nick, that this guy had some issues, right?
Oh my God. He failed to tell investors about the federal probe. He unloads a third of his stock, takes in $15 million in profit, and all these other people are getting probably gypped out of their stock. I mean, this is the classic insider trading scumbag, you know, that the politicians do, that they're all loading up and we're all out there as, you know, public investors, and we get the short end of the stick. I don't know if this was like this guy, the killer, if his parent was denied health care. I mean, this could be somebody that worked in United Healthcare that, you know, knows that his CEO found a way to take care of himself before the bottom was about to fall out with the DOJ. And maybe this guy lost his life savings and said, no, screw you. You're going to take a slug in the skull.
Road Warrior says this was well planned. He knew the lack of cameras in Central Park, spent some time doing surveillance planning. That's how he's going to get caught.
Okay. Now, we also, was it Dawn or Greg, one of you said that he was in a Starbucks before this?
They reported that he had gone to a Starbucks or coffee shop, but I believe it was a Starbucks, they said, prior to this shooting, and that they were able to get the cup that he used and that they have DNA.
I wonder if he paid with cash or a card. Card would be a dead giveaway on the identity, but I would think you're smart enough
DNA.
To do this.
If they have DNA, well, that's a dead true. Giveaway too.
Yeah.
Like his lips on a Starbucks latte will be a dead giveaway. But you're right. I do think that this was, I mean, the ease with which he did this and then kind of just moseyed away.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows he's going to get caught.
Maybe not a professional hit, but even for an amateur, just the slow, deliberate manner. That's a man who, like, I think was ready to say, you know what, this could be my last day on earth. This could be my last day of freedom. I mean, you know, most of the times we see things like this.
Yeah.
People immediately take off running, or they run up to you really fast, shoot you, and then run the other way. I mean, this guy was it. Just from the naked eye of watching that 30 seconds before you start to hear about the details, you just look at it and it's like, boy, that guy's got some stones.
Yeah.
How slow and methodical he just crept up on that guy.
Yep.
All right. 855-839-1210. Bruno at 830. The Cut Sheet on the other side. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Tackle the NFL. on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you can place all of your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg to join today. FanDuel.com/Greg. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Greg. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL and the official partner of 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, present in PA. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno in just about 45 minutes, but right now let's find out what's on the cut sheet.
Yeah. What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this Thursday? Brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. Relationships really do matter. Cherry Hill Volvo. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo. Where relationships matter. All right, I'm starting, Phil, with cut 14. Bum, 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 bum. I just need my sheet here. Sorry.
Do the Trump dance.
Just keep singing, Greg.
It's so, New York, speaking of New York City, Mayor Eric Adams defends Daniel Penny.
I'm telling you, man.
Did you guys see this?
It's going to be wild when Eric Adams and John Fetterman run as Republicans in 2032.
The jury's still deliberating.
I know.
They are, which, all right, since we're down this rabbit hole, do you guys, what, do we think he's going to be found guilty?
I'll stick with the prediction I had at the beginning of the week, not guilty.
Don Stensland.
I think they might split the baby on this one. It is a Manhattan jury. And so I think they might go for the lesser charge. But I think...
Yeah, I could see that.
The fact that it's going this long, I don't know.
I think guilty.
But I don't think... there are multiple charges.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be guilty for the most serious
right.
What
charge.
Do you know what the most serious charge is?
Criminal homicide or negligent homicide?
Yeah, there's manslaughter, so they'll go for the lesser.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and when I say guilty, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I do not think that he's guilty. I've been on record saying this man is a national hero.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't trust juries.
Yeah.
So it's manslaughter, but he's also charged with criminally negligent homicide. So of the multiple charges, I think they'll go for the lesser one, but I think I hope I'm wrong, but I fear they'll go for the lesser charge.
I'm going to go back to what I said. I think it was either Friday or Monday. Always keep in mind the mood of the nation, and I think the mood has changed away from this ridiculous demonization of people that do the right thing as good Samaritans. And it only takes one on that jury. Just one that says, you know what, I don't believe the prosecution proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt.
But they asked to hear back the judge's instructions.
Yeah.
So all of this matters.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Very critical judge instructions.
And that's what. That's why at first I agreed with you, Nick, and now I'm praying for him. I hope it's over.
But I think the longer it goes, it plays into what Dawn thinks is the outcome here, where we're going to split the baby.
These dopey jurors. They can we hear this?
I know. They pay attention. Oh, I would lose my mind.
You have
if I
one
was a
job.
Judge.
You're literally one job with a man's life on the line.
I'd go through a gavel a week.
So Eric Adams, I think, has done a complete 180, in my opinion. You know, he campaigned on sanctuary cities, and now he's like, we need to deport everybody, this, that, and the other. Now he's supporting Daniel Penny. He says in this clip, and I'm not sure where this is from, it sounds like he was on a radio show, that he blasted the media for portraying Jordan Neely as an innocent child. Adam said Penny did what New York City should have done as a city.
Oh.
Like goes out and is basically saying what I'm saying.
Yes, this is a former police officer.
Yeah.
Right?
Go.
Look at that on a multi-faceted approach of everything that's wrong with the system that we're facing. One, Look at the photo that they used to show the victims. It seemed like it was a young, innocent child who was brutally murdered, and it gave that impression. When you looked at the photo that was being used, it wanted to set up in the minds of people that we were dealing with a young, innocent child that, you know, just a Michael Jackson intimidator that, you know, was just brutally assaulted. Then you look at
intimidator.
Complete failure of our mental health system. A complete failure. From the days of closing psychiatric wards and having those who needed help just turned over into the street without giving any safety net to accept them. Parents reach out to me all the time and say, I'm watching my child go down, or my loved one, my family member going down this serious decline. What do we do? A system where you brought people in into hospitals, gave them medicine for one day, and sent them back. The young man in this case was going within our system, throughout the revolving door of our system. Now, we're on the subway where we're hearing someone talking about hurting people, killing people. You have someone on that subway who was responding, doing what we should have done as a city in a state of having a better a mental health facility. Those passengers were afraid. I'm hoping that the jury will hear all the facts. Based on all the facts that's laid out, a jury of his peers would make the right decision. And I don't want to prejudge that. I'm just looking at all the facts that are involved here and what we did to get to where we are and what we're seeing. Because that could have easily been a case where you saw three innocent people murdered on our street 2 weeks ago.
It's well said by Eric Adams. And again, it's not about the identity of the victim. It's not about the race or the career background of the person that's sitting in jail. The only thing that matters are the facts, the facts, and the facts. And the fact is this. If you take a step back from just this, and Eric Adams' pivot in the last 6 months since he was federally investigated and there was a raid into his offices and things like that, you look at Fetterman's 180. This just goes to show you the last 4 years was a grift. It was a troll job. It was this catering and pandering to all these absurd ideas, these sanctuary cities, defund the police. All this progressive hogwash nonsense is all coming. And as soon as it failed, and it failed quickly, they're all going to pivot back and slide back more moderate. That's what Adams will do. The only people that will double down on this are like the AOCs of the world. And once she loses, she'll pivot away from the madness as well. But you look, I don't know, you can give Eric Adams credit. You can call him a fraud as a politician. Either one is applicable. It's fine by me. But this, I really do believe Daniel Penny should be a free man. And the only argument I think anybody can make where Dawn's verdict becomes truth and it becomes the result is if you want to argue the 6-minute chokehold. But then again, you know what?
They wanted to review, Nick.
Right. But
Where
were the police at? Where were the authorities at? That
poor son of a bitch.
Where Penny could have said, you know what? Okay, I'm going to release it because there's three cops over it. Well, I'll let you handle it from here. I did my good Samaritan work, right?
If they convict on the manslaughter charge, they don't even have to consider the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide.
Right.
So the lesser charge that I'm talking about, criminally negligent homicide, says that it involves engaging in serious blameworthy conduct while not perceiving the risk of what could happen there. So the way that the instructions look, and by the way, there's no mandatory prison time for either of these, but generally speaking, the guidance is up to 15 years in prison, but there's no mandatory prison time.
Right. And also, I believe the autopsy and the, I don't know if you would call it a toxicology report, showed that this guy had, you know, substances in his system and did not die as a direct result of the chokehold.
No, but that's what they wanted to review. That was one of the second things they wanted to review. And they reviewed the medical examiner's testimony. The ME was the final witness for the prosecution, remember? And the medical examiner concluded that Neely died from compression to his neck. A conclusion that the defense that you're talking about, the defense had their expert on.
So you had dueling experts, right?
You did, but the one that they listened to, that they redid and wanted to rewind, was the medical examiner.
Okay. But defense has closing arguments, so the defense could easily come back to what they had with their so-called.
But that's
expert,
already
right?
done. This is no. I'm saying the jury, after all the closing arguments were done,
okay, came back
since they've been deliberating. Right. One of the things they wanted to review was what the prosecution's witness, the medical examiner, had said, which was that he died of compression to his neck.
So you think recency bias in the mind of the jurors? Last thing they heard.
I don't know. I mean, that's. I'm just. You know, I'm just telling you what the jury, the things that they're reviewing, and among them, what the prosecution's medical examiner witness said, and also the judge's instructions.
I'd actually like to go back and find it. We should go back and search, I don't know, Jimmy Kelly or somebody back there. If we could get, I'd like to know what the makeup of the jury panel is. Men, women.
Oh, I had that. Black. It was seven women, five men.
Seven women, five men.
Oof. And most of them, the majority of them, and I believe all of the seven women had said, they had reported this, take or have taken for a long time, this exact, you know, subway system.
I actually, well, then, you know what? I think that plays into the advantage of Daniel Penny, because they know firsthand knowledge of this subway system, how dangerous it is. Perhaps this individual that Penny, you know, is being charged with killing. Was it Jordan Neely is the name?
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel, and you know what? Women, safety, subway, man, doing the right thing, trying to protect.
I don't know, bro. I do not like the makeup of that juror.
I know.
You don't? No. Five men. I got to think one man on there is probably.
So I just, you know, I've said this all week. I just watched that Menendez series on Netflix. And the first trial for the Menendez was five men, five women, and all the women sided with the Menendez kids, and all the men sided against them. So okay. I'm just telling you the emotional reaction to stuff like this is never a positive thing for. Plus, it's going to be like, we're going to do this. It's the bro culture. Everybody thinks they're an MMA fighter. It's the Joe Rogans. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I can already see this narrative playing out. Mm-hmm. Can't you?
Oh, of course. Of course. But you know what? The jury's role is to agree. Not look at narrative.
I don't disagree. But that's not what they do.
No, of course
that's
not.
That's not what they do.
I know. Which is, I think, one of the shams and the injustices of our system is that juries can't just look at facts, and that's all they're supposed to look at.
You did a big take yesterday on the Supreme Court. Yesterday, they heard a high profile culture war clash on the Tennessee ban on gender affirming care. By the way, reading from the AP here, they say that it seems likely that the Supreme Court will uphold the Tennessee ban on medical treatment.
Ruling in favor of the AG.
Yep. The justice's decision, not expected for several months, again, reading from the AP, could affect similar laws enacted by another 25 states and a range of other efforts to regulate lives of transgender people. Mm-hmm. As what they.
It's not. It's children. The cases of. I'm just telling you, the case is not.
And Donna,
it has nothing to do with adults. This has to do with, and it's not a ban. This is I'm just pointing out the bias of the language of the AP. This is, the argument is that Tennessee is saying we have states' rights and we are protecting the children of Tennessee. If you're 18 and above and you want to cut off your private parts, you go at it.
And you said yesterday, Dawn, that they're probably not till April, right? When they go back to session.
Again, reading from the AP. This line, the case is being weighed by a conservative-dominated court after a presidential election in which Donald Trump and his allies promised to roll back protections for transgender people, showcasing the uneasy intersection between law, politics, and individual rights.
Uh-huh.
The Biden administration's top Supreme Court lawyer warned a decision favorable to Tennessee could also be used to justify nationwide restrictions on transgender health care for minors.
Nationwide protection, I would rewrite that. Nationwide protection of America's children. These are individuals who are children under the age of 18, and protecting them from these so-called treatments, which are invasive, and in many cases, if you listen to the arguments yesterday by these attorneys, they acknowledge that sometimes the studies show, yes, it sterilizes a person.
Yep.
And so it's not quite as reversible as they say. And I'll point out to you that CASS, you can look up the report that influenced the entire UK, all of Europe. They have reversed a lot of their feelings about it after an independent review that showed all of the invasive, you know, type things from whether they put them on hormones, which can cause cancer.
I didn't even play a clip yet. My
sterilize
God.
Them.
Wait till Dawn gives her take after the clip.
But this is a battle over protecting America's children. And
if
they rule in the state's favor, and it's a state's rights issue, much like Roe, then they protect America's children.
My head's still spinning over Ketanji Brown Jackson's explanation of a few concepts yesterday. But
all right, let's start with that then, shall we? This is cut 11, Phil. Ketanji Brown Jackson,
the Biden-appointed SCOTUS justice.
Jackson compares bans on sex changes for kids to bans on interracial marriage. Cut 11.
Being drawn by the statute. That was sort of like the starting point. The question was whether it was discriminatory because it applied to both races and it wasn't, you know, necessarily invidious or whatever. But, you know, as I read the statute here, the case here, you know, the court starts off by saying that Virginia is now one of 16 states which prohibit and punish marriages on the basis of racial classifications. And when you look at the structure of that law, it looks in terms of, you can't do something that is inconsistent with your own characteristics. It's sort of the same thing. So it's interesting to me that we now have this different argument, and I wonder whether Virginia could have gotten away with what they did here by just making a classification argument the way that Tennessee is in this case.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, that there is absolutely a parallel between any law that says you can't act inconsistent with a protected characteristic and in all other
So she got absolutely shredded yesterday on social media for that comparison with interracial marriage. It's a terrible comparison.
Yeah, because it's about adults.
Right.
If she wants to compare correctly, she should say interracial marriage between 11-year-olds.
Right.
This is about children.
It's just amazing to me. And again, when we talk about certain lawyers, like Kamala Harris was a prosecutor, and we've talked about Kamala Harris for a bazillion years. I don't think Kamala Harris is overly intelligent. I do think when you get to the level of a SCOTUS justice, regardless of it's your party or the other party, putting them in that position, I don't think Ketanji Brown Jackson by any stretch is stupid. You don't have dumb people in the Supreme Court of the United States. Like, if you're a judge or a prosecutor, like, that's about as high up at the food chain as you can get. The analogy, the comparison is just absolutely terrible. But why do we have to muddy the waters with common sense? That's the thing that drives me nuts about all of this. And then you're bringing up interracial marriage and this and that. The bottom line is this: if you cannot have informed consent, keyword informed consent, on things like putting a tattoo on your body, a piercing. We've gone down the list of what you need informed consent for, or adults, the whole bit. Why is it possible that you can even entertain the idea? See, like, we've allowed this to become commonplace, and these procedures are not commonplace. Statistically, there are still a small percentage of people that go through this whole charade, but you're telling me that you think, like, a 12-year-old is capable enough mentally to process the lifelong impacts of chopping off your penis or your breasts or having your full apparatus removed, your vagina, uterus, all the parts, right? All the plumbing, everything that goes with it, right? There's just no way and what I hate the most is the selective science. Well, we're going to adhere to this because it fits our agenda, but then we just dismiss this because it's against our agenda. If science tells us the brain is not fully formulated until 25 years old, get out of my face with telling me that a 10-year-old can sit here and say what's best for them, and then we have to hear the horror stories 15 years later when it's, well, I want to have children. I'm sorry, Bob, you can't, because you cut it all off. Really? Like, that's what and honestly, we're wasting our time with the Supreme Court of the United States on this stuff. It's madness. You're born a boy. You're born a girl. Okay, I dealt with identity crises when I was 14. I'm sure Greg did. I'm sure Dawn did. Not once did I say, you know, I'm going to hack off my body parts. It's just ridiculous.
Justice Sotomayor downplays the risk of mutilation for minors. She says every medical treatment has risks, even taking aspirin. So,
you know, I take that back. Ketanji's not a sharp.
If you allow your 8-year-old to cut off their wang, it's just like, you know, the side effects of, you know, taking aspirin, you know.
It's just a wank.
What it could eventually do to your liver.
Right,
I guess,
yeah.
40 years.
Yeah, if you pop four aspirin three times a day for 10 straight years, yeah, your liver's probably going to crap out on you. No crap.
Eight, Phil, go.
Cannot eliminate the risk of detransitioners. So it becomes a pure exercise of weighing benefits versus risk. And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin. There is always going to be a percentage of the population under any medical treatment that's going to suffer a harm. So the question in my mind is not, do policymakers decide whether one person's life is more valuable than the millions of others who get relief from this treatment? The question is, can you stop one sex from the other?
But we never prescribe medicines for children.
My son can't take cough medicine.
Right. We never prescribe medicines to children that are designed for adults.
Yep.
And there is a higher standard of labeling, and I hope the lawyer said that. There's a higher standard of labeling for medicines or treatments for children as opposed to adults.
Yes.
The whole issue here should be they should say children every other word.
I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, the other thing that's so infuriating about this right now is that we're talking about this in this country. And you go back to the big take I had earlier this week about Make America Healthy Again. We've been talking about Big Pharma, the advertising that these companies do, these products, the side effects. I would also love to know the percentage or just the raw number of trans procedures for minors in this country versus every other country on the planet, because I think that would confirm the belief and the suspicion that this is a cultural trend.
Of course it is.
That we're witnessing.
You think we talked yesterday about,
you think they're doing this in Russia,
Angola, Africa, right? Where Joe Biden was. They literally live in mud huts.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that as a stereotype. They literally live in mud huts.
It's fact.
It's fact. And do you think that they're worried about, oh man, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. Maybe I should get my penis chopped off.
How many
what?
How many 9-year-olds have had this procedure in China or in Italy or France? I'm sure we can find
France,
the numbers.
Definitely France.
Yes, but
hideous country.
Understand that in Europe and most other countries except the USA, puberty blockers are denied for children. Cross sex hormones denied to children.
Good, as they should.
Surgeries are off the table 100% before adulthood. That's the rest of the world. This is uniquely, this is an American issue.
That's what I was suspecting.
Yeah. And I'm looking up the stats right now.
And I'm all for being a capitalist. I'm all for making money. But man, we have a bunch of whores in this country that are just all out for the bottom line dollar, because there's no way you can convince me all of these doctors genuinely believe this stuff that are performing it. Not the ones that are against it and remain true to the Hippocratic Oath, but the ones that are doing it. I mean, seriously, I've never met a poor doctor, right?
Yeah.
Is there a poor doctor out there? There's no poor doctors.
Well, agreed. But I think some doctors are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place in this.
Yes, agreed. Then
punt. If you're on the fence, then punt and go on defense.
But I'm going to push back too, because part of this is that we've seen, and I think this goes to the lobbying, it goes to the pharmaceutical industries. I mean, think about one of the lead stories as we see this CEO of, and we're hearing about the numbers of the, as far as the dollar amounts that these pharmaceutical companies, oh my, and these insurance companies, and the numbers are just mind-boggling as to their profits, billions and billions of dollars. And so this is profitable. And remember that, who was this? Was it Matt Walsh? I reported this yesterday, but remember that there was one insurance company and there were pharmaceuticals that had been caught on these undercover videos where they talk about the massive profit margin.
It was,
and if they remember this?
The Project Veritas guy.
And so So, in other words, if they can, if the lobbyists and so on can convince all of the industries that, in fact, this is compassionate care and that this is the way to treat children and adults, and then you get Medicare to get involved or government entities to pay for these expensive treatments, now this is like a cash cow.
Yeah, and remember,
it's new revenue.
Yeah, speaking of Matt Walsh, because he is based from in Nashville, Tennessee, we gave you that story of Vanderbilt University Children's Hospital, where they were performing trans procedures. They got kind of outed publicly through somebody like a Matt Walsh or a Project Veritas, and then scrubbed their website. All the literature that was on their website under the trans procedures for minors was scrubbed. So if you're doing this in the best interest of children and you think you're on the righteous side of history, why are you backpedaling and covering up your tracks? You don't do that if you think you're right.
But the for the doctors have been told and trained in that this in America, that this is, you know, this is compassionate and this is the right thing to do. And so this ruling will be critical to say that the states have the rights. But I would tell you also that it, as we look at this, they should change the rules that if somebody who's now 8 years old, because that's they're prescribing these things for 8 year olds, that an 8 year old, if you grow up and you turn 20 or 25 or 30, just remove any statute of limitations. If you if you're 45, this is like, you know what I mean, 40 years from now, and you say, boy, this so and so hospital or so and so pharmaceutical, and they allowed me to be on puberty blockers when I was eight, I now have cancer, or I now am, you know, I was sterilized and I want $1 billion. Just remove all of any gates from allowing that person who was, you know, who's 8 years old today from suing, and you will end this today.
Good point.
Justice Alito went after the evil practice of so-called gender affirming care that the Biden administration is defending. This is cut 10, Phil.
A question about the state of medical evidence at the present time. In your petition, you made a sweeping statement, which I will quote. Overwhelming evidence establishes that the appropriate gender-affirming treatment with puberty blockers and hormones directly and substantially improves the physical, psychological well-being of transgender adolescents with gender dysphoria. That was in November 2023. Now, even before then, the Swedish National Board of Health and Welfare wrote the following. They currently assess, quote, that the risks of puberty blockers and gender-affirming treatment are likely to outweigh the expected benefits of these treatments, which is directly contrary to the sweeping statement in your petition. After the filing of your petition, of course, we saw the release of the CAS report in the United Kingdom, which found a complete lack of high-quality evidence showing that the benefits of the treatments in question here outweigh the risks. And so I wonder if you would like to stand by the statement that you made in your petition, or if you think it would now be appropriate to modify that and withdraw the statement that there is overwhelming evidence establishing that these treatments have benefits that greatly outweigh the risks and the dangers.
I, of course, acknowledge, Justice Alito, that there is a lot of debate happening here and abroad about the proper model of delivery of this care and exactly when adolescents should receive it and how to identify the adolescents for whom it would be helpful. But I stand by that there is...
There you go.
So what I find interesting here, under the context of what Alito was saying there with the phrase psychological well-being, and again, I understand mental health is a real thing. I'm not sitting here and mocking it or saying you're soft or weak. I mean, I do think some people claim mental health when they really just need to toughen up a little bit and deal with the realities of life as an adult, but it's a legit thing. Psychological well-being, and this goes back to what Stocker always says, you're always in a rush to medicate, give them pills. pills, pills, yeah. pills, pills. Except in this case, where if they're going through a mental health crisis at 12, maybe actually giving them some medication would be a better and less punitive long-term damage type thing as opposed to chopping off body parts, right? Like, you can't have it both ways where it's always mental health, mental health, mental health, medicate, 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 pill, pill, pill. Except in this case where Bobby says, you know what, I'm 11 and I've known since I was 2 I was something else, so let's just start hacking off our limbs. To me, it feels a little hypocritical under the whole umbrella of mental health that we love to medicate, except in these cases, now we have to just start castrating and surgically removing parts. I don't know. I think I would maybe start with medicine for a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good sign that it looks like the Supreme Court seems to likely uphold the Tennessee ban.
Well, that's because it's a Trump-packed conservative bench, as the AP said.
That's why I read from the AP just for that particular reason.
It's a states' rights. It's definitely a states' rights court that they're pro states' rights, and so that's more than anything else. I think that's what this is about.
Let me just call it child welfare, right? Doing what's in the best interest of the child. And then when you get to the age of consent, you know what? You're 18. You want to do it? All right. As Elon Musk said, you've been informed of the risks. You're an adult. You do you.
There was a press conference yesterday where the police released information on the shooting, the assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan yesterday. And in the news conference, it was revealed that the wife of Brian Thompson says that he had received threats leading up to the shooting in the Manhattan, in Manhattan. Let's play a little bit from this press conference yesterday. This is cut 5. Go.
Thank you, Commissioner. The information I'm about to give you is preliminary, as our investigation is continuing. This morning at 6:46 a.m., patrol officers from Midtown North Precinct responded to a 911 call of a person shot in front of the Hilton Hotel located at 1335 Avenue of the Americas. This is between West 53rd Street and West 54th Street. At 6:48 a.m., officers arrive and find the victim, Brian R. Thompson, a 50-year-old male, on the sidewalk in front of the Hilton with gunshot wounds to his back and leg. Mr. Thompson was removed by EMS to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:12 a.m. Mr. Thompson is the CEO of UnitedHealthcare and resides in Minnesota. Detectives from Night Watch, Midtown North Detective Squad, and Manhattan South Homicide responded to the scene and began their investigation.
What we know is
that the shooter arrived at the location on foot about 5 minutes prior to the victim's arrival. He stands alongside the building line as numerous other people and pedestrians pass him by. From video, we see at 6:44 a.m., the victim is walking alone towards the Hilton after exiting his hotel across the street. We believe the victim was headed to the Hilton Hotel to attend the United Health Group Investors Conference that was scheduled to start at 8 a.m. The shooter appears to be a light-skinned male. He's wearing a light brown or cream-colored jacket, a black face mask, black and white sneakers, and a very distinctive gray backpack. The shooter steps onto the sidewalk from behind the car. He ignores numerous other pedestrians, approaches the victim from behind, and shoots him in the back. The shooter then walks toward the victim and continues to shoot. It appears that the gun malfunctions as he clears the jam and begins to fire again. The shooter then flees on foot northbound into an alleyway between 54th Street and 55th Street. Once at West 55th Street, the shooter continues to walk westbound on Avenue of the Americas, where he gets onto an electric e-city bike and rides northbound on the Avenue of the Americas towards Central Park, where at 6:48 a.m., we have the shooter riding this bike into Central Park at Center Drive. At the scene, we recover 3 live 9mm rounds and 3 discharged 9mm shell casings. The motive for this murder currently is unknown, but based on the evidence we have so far, it does appear that the victim was specifically targeted, but at this point we do not know why. This does not appear to be a random act of violence. We are seeking information from the public to help identify the shooter. As the commissioner said, we have upped the reward up to $10,000 for information. You're urged to contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. All information will be kept anonymous. Thank you very much.
There you go.
All right, well,
I believe you said that this guy was originally from Minnesota.
Yep.
And I understand United Healthcare has got workers, you know, all over the country, you know, big company and things like that. I would, and you know, they're going to do their investigations. I really think it's somebody that got wronged by Brian Thompson financially.
All the evidence points to that, especially right? with, you know, we reported about an hour ago that the shell casing had a claim on it about. That was some book about how insurance adjusters, you know, deny claims.
Yeah. So I guess you have to just come down to one of two avenues within those parameters right there. Was this somebody that was wronged medically, that was denied a claim, and then start looking through the logs, so to speak, and I don't even know how you begin doing this with a company that big, or also somebody that lost a ton of money in United Healthcare stock. Perhaps even somebody that lives in Minnesota.
Although the New York Post is reporting this morning that he was on the verge of a DOJ probe.
What I read. They were investigating.
So, I mean, there's a lot. Look, there's a lot to it. Because this happened, now they're going to dig everything up. It's like, well, it's because of this. It's because of this. Like, one could have nothing to do with the other.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, the reason at 6:01 when I said that this kind of smelled to me like a government hit job is just because of the methodical way it was planned.
Right.
Although I didn't see the story that we reported an hour ago about the shell casing. So, yeah. You know, I don't know. Could it have been like that to make it look like it was, you know what I mean?
That's why I initially had thought government hit job, because when you have the DOJ investigating him, and you also have to wonder, you know, what was United doing to the point where you asked the question, was Uncle Sam getting their cut, right? It's always about the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was the government, and where was this probe with DOJ heading? And I mean, seriously, like at this point, would you rule anything out?
No.
After the calendar year we just lived?
And it's a little too clean, too. By the way, the detectives say that the shooting reportedly found shell casing with the words depose, deny, and defend inscribed on them. Again, that just seems a little too clean for me. Doesn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the reason why I did it. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, they should be able to find them, right? DNA on a coffee cup.
Yeah.
You've got personalized bullets. I'm sure they can track down, you know, where those bullets were personally custom made.
Road Warrior says, stop watching movies.
I'd love to hear, Road Warrior, you should call our voicemail machine right now and give us your analysis on the voicemail machine.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll play it at 9:45. You're the expert.
And the New York Post is reporting it's not just on one of the bullets, it's on bullets, plural.
Yeah.
Doesn't that scream of too easy? You know what I mean? Like,
or somebody that was...
The shell casing said...
This guy could have been...
Exactly the motive?
Well, I mean, this guy could have had 3 or 6 months where he coordinated this to a T.
I don't know, guys. I don't like it.
I thought... So one of the things as I look at this young man as he walks up and just starts shooting...
Yep.
And wants to make sure that this CEO is dead. Mm-hmm. Shoots. I mean, I know that the gun jams, and the speculation is because he had a mismatch.
He
of
was
the
not
suppression
leaving
device.
Any doubt behind.
Yeah, but he wanted to make sure this guy was
gone,
dead.
Yes, right.
And I thought, you know what? It's usually in a crime that's personal. You know, like let's say a stabbing or a shooting where it's something personal.
Mm-hmm.
They want to face that person,
right?
But when I read about the bullets and heard about that, I thought, okay, that was because he shoots him in the back.
Right.
He never says, "Yo, scumbag, you killed my dad," or you know what I mean. There was never a confrontation at all, and so that struck me as when with the bullets, and I thought, okay, that was the statement. That was you saying, you know, I'm going to get you and take you out. You took my loved one out. I don't know.
This whole thing smells of this is MAGA country. Jesse Smollett. I don't like the clean nature of this all.
I would not rule anything out. I mean, think about what we just saw in July. How does Thomas Matthew Crooks get within a centimeter of killing the future president of the United States? How does Ryan Wesley Ruth end up in the bushes at a Trump golf course one hole ahead of Donald Trump? How does this guy, and you know what? Go back to that clip we played with that the youngster sitting in his little studio in New York City. This kid was able to track down where that scooter was, the city bikes. You know what it is? There's just so much information out. The perfect reason why you need DuckDuckGo. There's just so much information out there for.
Agreed.
We all of a sudden we have citizens, which and I'm not criticizing them. This is amazing to see on X that are tracking Justin Trudeau's flight to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. Right. So there's nothing that is not out there. If people want to find information and where you're going to be. This thing could have been coordinated by this guy alone, merely with the advancements of technology and the internet.
It's just, it's too sloppy to be a coincidence for me. I don't know. I don't believe in coincidences.
Well, what if it's a family or a relative or a friend of somebody that was denied United or somebody that worked at United? Think about that.
Disgruntled employee.
You know that your CEO is going to be at this gathering coming up in New York City, and you know you end up driving out there in advance, scouting it out, finding out which hotel it is, and then you know, kaboom.
Well, Magglemush says wife's lover.
Yeah. It could be domestic. Yeah, exactly right.
Look at all of it. Never, ever, ever discount a love triangle or something
Holy
like that. I'm just saying. All right, we are way late for Bruno.
Are we really?
Oh my gosh, it's 8:31.
It's 8:31.
That's on time.
Holy
these
moly!
Days.
Yeah, sorry, Tony.
Sorry, Tony's in the bullpen. He'll keep tossing it.
I see him.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing a red flannel shirt.
Oh, beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, we'll check in with Farmer Tony on the other side.
Farmer Tony.
Florida Farmer Tony Bruno, as he joins us for his weekly appearance a day late on a Thursday, and we'll chop it up with Tony Bruno coming up next here on Kale and Company. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. No?
No, yes.
Okay, I thought so. The holiday season, great time to give back. And our friends at the Piazza Auto Group, who we were with last night, are doing just that. Now through December 16th, the Piazza dealership, they are collecting new unwrapped toys in partnership with the Salvation Army. If you'd like to donate to a child in need, visit your local Piazza showroom. There's only 35,000 of them in the area, right? Drop off a toy in any of their donation bins at any of their locations, and their sales and service team will be happy to assist you should you be in the need of automotive needs during your visit. For information, go to PiazzaAutoGroup.com. Thanks for your support, and they wish you a happy holiday.
You know, the idea of being followed or tracked just gives me the creeps, and that's why I'm so grateful for DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro. And here's why you need to try it out for free for a month. We're able to offer you this free 30-day trial at DuckDuckGo.com/1210. I want to tell you about this and the unique features offered. So as far as a VPN, this is secure. It's a secure connection anytime, anywhere, and you get full device protection with the VPN that's built right in. And by the way, it's built in for speed. It's so simple. If I can use it, you can use it. And security. And then as well, Privacy Pro, and it's really a threefer. You get three services for the price of one. So the VPN is awesome. Also, what about your personal information removal? So they help you find and remove your personal details like your name and address from those weirdo sites that store it, they sell it, and that helps to combat the identity theft as well as the spam issues that all of us have faced. And then identity theft restoration. So God forbid your identity is stolen. This has happened to me a couple times in my life. It's a nightmare, let me tell you. So in this case, I love this feature offered by DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro. A specialist is actually going to help you restore your stolen accounts, help recover your financial losses, and then help you correct your credit report. How about that? This is all included in this, but try it out, okay? Try it out and make sure that you like it, that it's right for you. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I love it so far. And by the way, when you talk about a VPN, you say, Dawn, I got this from somebody. What's a VPN? It's a virtual private network. And that's a secure VPN is so important because it actually encrypts your internet traffic. So it puts a mask on your IP address and location. And that's why it is able to protect you online, protect your privacy by preventing those hackers or those creepy individuals that I talk about from tracking your browsing activity, accessing your sensitive personal data, your financial data, especially when you use the public Wi-Fi networks, essentially acting as a shield, right, for your online activity and your online identity. So I want you to do this. Check it out. And like I say, Privacy Pro, 3-in-1 subscription service. It includes DuckDuckGo's VPN, personal information removal, identity theft, restoration. Try this out. We're offering this to you for 1 month for free. Privacy Pro, free 30-day trial at DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno. Hello, sir.
Good morning. It's a brisk 63 this morning. Oh, we did go down to 45 the other night, and I had to turn on the fake fireplace for a couple of minutes just to take the chill out of the room.
Oh,
but we do have, it's a thing that happens every year when the temperature gets into the 40s in some parts of Florida, mostly north of here, but iguanas who sleep in trees, they basically become catatonic, sort of like Joe Biden in Africa, and they fall asleep, and then they fall out of the tree. So iguanas fall out of trees here. Joe Biden falls into Africa, gives them $1 billion to build a train. Why wasn't Mayor Pete over there to tell them how to build a non-racist train across Mayor the Pete? Continent? Mayor Pete! Yeah, where Pete. Is he now? And by the way, where is the vice president? Has anybody seen the vice president?
Oh, that's right. I forgot you
were still vacationing in Hawaii.
No, I think she's back from Hawaii. I don't know that. Now there's all kinds of rumors that she and her husband are splitting up.
Oh, oh see
that? I hate that kind of rumor
Me
stuff.
Too.
Right?
How could that possibly happen?
I know.
How dare they?
That's right. She loves her. She loves her Dougie Tony. And her bonus daughter as they play board games during the holidays and then post pictures.
By the way, people are asking about my. I heard the insults about my flannel shirt.
No insults.
Yeah, yeah. Farmer Florida. Tony, what's up?
This isn't a farmer look. This is my lesbian appreciation day. Did you guys know that today is lesbian appreciation day?
I did not know that.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was talking about, you know, the difference between transitioning a child and interracial marriage. So yep. I was trying to make sense of that. So I grabbed the first long sleeve shirt I could find and put it on this morning. And it's flannel because it is flannel season, is it not?
It is up here for sure. And full disclosure.
Does one have to be gay? Not that there's anything wrong with it to wear flannel. Why is it that flannel is always like considered gay people, only gay people wear flannel.
I love
That's
flannel.
Not true.
No, I love flannel.
I love flannels and I love lesbians. So I'm looking
well,
at
I do too. What about flannel sheets, though? Are they good or bad?
No.
Let's go to the phone.
I sleep with the ceiling fan on all year round because I just need air circulation.
I know. Robin does. It's like 45 degrees.
I love it.
She has the ceiling fan in the bedroom. Yeah. We actually just turned off our air conditioning a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's unbelievable.
Which is an outrage.
It is an outrage.
One of my relatives texted me and said, tell Tone he looks like Burl Ives. Burl Ives in that Holly Jolly Christmas.
I love those shows. I was watching one the other night, the original one where Paul Frees, the guy who's the voice in the Haunted Mansion, no longer with us. He does the voice of the Burgermeister.
Sure.
It was Santa Claus, the original one with the stop mount motion animation.
Yep.
Those are classics, man. I love those shows.
They are. Yep. So let me ask you this real quick, because we're talking about, like, you know, room temperature. So you have the heat on with the ceiling fan going?
Oh, yeah. All year round. All year round. I need, when I'm sleeping, I need air circulating.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the temperature.
I hear you. I totally agree with you. But here, you know, when it's 45 out, Robin doesn't turn the air on. I mean, air off. She doesn't turn the heat on. She just puts the ceiling fan on. And then I have to get, like, I actually have to put underwear on and a long sleeve shirt and long pants on to sleep comfortably.
Yeah.
So now, listen, I love it. It's much easier to have the covers on you and feel warm than it is trying to cool off.
Yep.
We get that.
Yep.
But Robin now is like, she's got the fan on high blast, and then I can't get up in the morning because I want to stay in bed and be comfortable underneath the covers.
Exactly right, man.
Boxers or briefs?
Uh-oh.
No, I wear long flannels. I'm into the flannel era right now.
Back to the Burl Ives image.
It's flannel season right now.
It's flannel season. I agree. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in and have some conversation with the great Tony Bruno, he was with us. Thank you so much, Tony, for popping in last week for a couple of days. It was much appreciated.
No, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I mean, there were a lot of drops being used. That Dan Borowski was playing a lot of drops.
Yeah,
he does. And that. I'm sure there were outraged management people calling in to rip young Mr. Dan. Yes.
Like me, who he was playing drops of me during,
I know he was.
During the show. So,
holy crap!
I had some words with him afterwards.
No, he's great. He's great. He I didn't realize he was such a tall young man. He's like 6'9", but he can't dunk a basketball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, neither can Joel Embiid these days. So.
By the way, big game tonight in the Thursday night game, and I know Mr. Stocker was going to have a FanDuel selection for that, right?
Yes, the Thursday night
game. It's a big game for the Eagles because if you're an Eagle fan, you're rooting for the Green Bay Packers tonight against the Detroit Lions, right? Because the Eagles are vying for home field and the best team in the NFC.
Yeah.
And the Lions just squeaked by Chicago on Thanksgiving.
How the hell is this a Thursday night game? It's the best game of the week.
Agreed.
This thing needs to be flexed into 4:25 on Sunday afternoon.
Agreed.
Outrage, man.
No, I mean, you know, Prime, by the way, Prime paid a lot of money for the Thursday night game. Speaking of games, did you see the story that's circulating? Now, Netflix is in the NFL business, right?
Yes.
And so now they're going to have a Christmas Day doubleheader of NFL games on Netflix. And guess who they're thinking about putting on as one of the broadcasters?
Mike Tyson.
And again,
and
I love
Jake
women
Paul.
In sports.
Uh-oh.
Not Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. No, that would actually be good. I would watch that. Mina Kimes.
Oh, Tony, don't criticize her. If you criticize her, you will immediately be labeled sexist.
I'm not sexist. I think the women in sports now are everywhere. So nobody's complaining about women in sports.
No.
There are many women play-by-play broadcasters who do a good job.
Yep.
Tons of women covering beats, NFL, NBA. So women in sports is no longer a rarity.
I mean,
the majority of women covering sports, post-game shows, sideline reporters are women. So
she's going to be in the analyst seat. Which is outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
Now
she's as qualified to be an NFL analyst as I am at going into an operating suite and performing a gender transmission operation. I could go in and
transmission.
Disembowel young kids.
Is that automatic or stick shift?
Whatever you need.
Not a bad idea. I can put a transmitter in there.
Speaking of trans, seriously.
That's the thing that's annoying about this is if you criticize the decision for that, you're sexist when you're. But here's the reality: like, there's analysts in the NBA, like Doris Burke. She played the game and coached.
Exactly.
Mina Kimes never played a down in football in her life. I'm not qualified to be an NFL analyst, I played high school football.
I am.
But this deal is.
I can do it, but listen. Mina Kimes is a DEI hire, with all due respect.
Yep.
She's just a pretty face on TV.
She's
I don't get
cute.
Her. Yeah, very she's cute. All right.
What did
I mean, you
say
know, at 2 a.m. coming out of a stumbling out
oh
of a
God.
Hard fish.
Stop. Film. What'd you
say,
Don?
Netflix. So it's the Christmas NFL extravaganza is being reported.
Yep.
And ESPN NFL analyst, that's what they're calling her, Mina Kimes.
She's an NFL analyst?
That's what they're saying right here.
Look, I mean, she knows her sports.
But the deal has not yet been finalized.
I have no problem with her doing a talk show or doing play-by-play. But analyzing plays when you never played the game, don't insult our intelligence. Right, Tone?
Exactly. Listen, I get it. You know, Netflix, everybody has the NFL now. I mean, I think Tubi's getting the NFL. I think ION Television is getting the NFL. Everybody's got a contract with the NFL.
Nickelodeon had it last year with the Slime Game.
Yep.
Now, if they want to slime her on Christmas Day,
I'll say
this. I would rather watch her doing an NFL Christmas Day game than watch her doing an NBA game on Christmas Day when the NBA has decided and deemed that that's when the NBA season starts because nobody's watching this garbage NBA Cup. And by the way, the golden ball, the golden bat, that's the big story in baseball.
Yeah, what
the
is golden I bat. I saw that. So give us the details. What the hell is that about?
Apparently, Rob Manfred. The commissioner who once called the I think the MVP trophy, a piece of jar, he called the what? The baseball trophy, a piece of junk, or piece of whatever it was.
Right.
Now, to make the baseball even more exciting, you notice baseball always has to change its rules. The NFL always has to change its rules. The NBA keeps changing its rules because they know there's something wrong with, like, the NBA All-Star Game. Now they're going to make it like the MTV rock and sock thing.
Yeah,
they're not going to have teams anymore.
Yep.
They're going to play, you know, they're going to play first team to 20 wins. They try to make their All-Star Games more attractive.
Yeah.
Because nobody's watching it.
Nobody cares.
But what the problem with baseball is, you know, they have pitch clock. They change the rules. Guy starts at second base. You know, why don't they have little kids go out? Why don't they have kids run the bases for the players? The older players now, if you're a DH and you're in your 40s and you can't run anymore, you know, the daddy hits the ball as the DH and then the son runs the first base for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that what we're going to do in baseball now? So they're going to have a golden at bat, which makes no sense. And every baseball player, anybody who's watched a baseball game, even little league coaches are going crazy. So you can grab one of your players to go and grab a bat any time in the game. So let's see. The Dodgers have the bases loaded. So they'll just put Shohei Ohtani up there to be the pinch hitter any time during the game so he can go up and hit a grand slam.
Sure.
So you can, how ridiculous is that?
So you basically can put up your best hitter one time a game at any point in the game for any situation.
Yep.
Oh, apparently. That's even
ridiculous.
Soccer.
That is
even
ridiculous.
Soccer doesn't do the golden. Remember, soccer used to have the golden goal.
Oh, my God.
Back, you know, the golden goal was that they would, you know, the team that scores first with this golden ball, you know, instead of playing endless overtimes and then ending up in a tie and then going to shootouts, they would have the golden goal.
Yeah.
And they would put it out there. Not the Golden Globes. Nobody watches that crap anymore. Seriously, do they?
No.
But by the way, can I just a side note here since we're Miss Robin is on the YouTube chat, Tony.
I know she's. Robin she does says, her own show while we're on here.
She says she has a bed jet that blows cool air under the covers.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. It blows hot air or cool air. The bed jet.
Is that?
We don't have any kind of endorsement deal. We paid for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a little fan that has a tube that goes right underneath the covers.
Yeah.
So if it's too hot, you can cool it off. Or if it's a little chilly, just turn it off.
So is that the blowout? Is that the blowout? Your hot air that you leave under the covers?
No.
Dutch ovens.
So is this like what is this like a Bobo Tempur-Pedic?
No, this thing's legit.
Really?
It's for like women going through menopause, apparently.
That's
become one of the big things. You know, women have hot flashes.
Yeah.
I mean, I have hot flashes, too, but I'm Italian.
Right.
You know, that's
you
what
get
happens.
Those twice a day.
So this is like, it's like a box, and then it has like a, you know, like the accordion, like your dryer vent.
Yeah, like one of those hoses.
Like
the dryer hose.
I need that.
The dryer hose.
I need that.
I need the hose, too.
So you could like, why don't you, so is it on her side? So then it like blows this. That sounds freezing.
Yeah, you can set the temperature. If it's a little too chilly, you turn it on. Now, look it up. I mean, it's a legit product.
Talk about a blowhole.
Robin's had it for years.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And, you know, especially when it's hot and you want to cool under there, it's much better.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my feet get cold because I'm old. So your feet get cold, so I don't want to wear socks when I go to bed. So she puts the bed jet on heat a little bit, and then she turns the ceiling fan on to the point where it sounds like a jet engine in the room, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Sounds like a Boeing
747. And I don't know how I sleep at night.
And as Miss Robin has said before,
play it right, both people win.
There you go. Play it right, both people win.
Oh, you have a Miss Robin
job? I have a Robin.
That's play it right, both people win.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Everything on the
now, I don't have a Tempur-Pedic, you know, where you have the side, one side's to the right height, this side's hard, this side's cold. What is this, Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Just get in bed, lay down, and shut the hell up and go to bed.
Exactly. All right, let's get down to business. I don't know what we've been doing for the last 15 minutes, but it was fun.
What do you mean? We've been breaking down the most important issues of the morning.
Amen.
We seamlessly weave from like six different stories in 13 minutes.
It's the beauty
no
of the
other show.
Show
can do that.
Nope.
It's unbelievable. Bruno, your thoughts on the whole... We've been playing the footage this morning and trying to break down the motive behind this United CEO execution.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts on the video footage you've seen?
Well, I mean, they freeze it. You know, I don't. Now somebody posted a picture. You know those city bikes that they rent.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's some kid at home who's going through, got into the city bike website, and has been able to see every bike that was rented, and found the one bike that this apparent suspect rented. So they're going to get this guy sooner or later. But the guy left his gun and a city bike in the basket on the front of it. You've seen those things.
Oh.
And it's like you pull one out, you got to use a credit card to get it out of the thing. So, I mean, this guy left so many clues, you know, and then we're, oh, he's a professional assassin. And then people press the professional assassin. A professional assassin doesn't shoot a guy in the leg and then decide after the gun jams to shoot him in the back with a silencer and also happen to be sleeping there all night on that corner right in Midtown Manhattan. The guy's sleeping. Well, there's a lot of people sleeping on the streets, unfortunately.
That's a good point.
And this guy waits all night for this guy. Listen, I just had the one thing. I have United Healthcare.
Me too.
And, of course, it's the never-ending. Right. By the way, it's going to finally come to an end this Saturday. You know, the...
What's that, United
you
Healthcare?
No, not United Healthcare. Oh, okay. It's that time of year when you have to see if you need more, you get more benefits if you have, you know, Medicare. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Medicare, yeah. And you have to go in, yeah. and then you have to call, and then every insurance agent in America is basically selling you government insurance, and they get a profit off of it. And that's the way the insurance industry works. So United Healthcare, I've had forever. You know, and they pay my bills because I pay them money to pay my bills. But a lot of people don't like it. And apparently there's this other controversy going on where these guys, the United Healthcare guy and his partner, sold all their stocks. Mm-hmm. And then they got away with tons of money.
Yep.
and dumped the stock. So the price went down. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't follow that stuff. But something smells about this story. Why would a guy go from Minnesota to New York to speak, and then somebody finds out what hotel he's in and exactly where he's going to go speak, mm-hmm. and then wait for him to come out of the hotel and then shoot him in the back. And he shoots him in the leg first and then shoots him in the back.
Yep.
I mean, that's not a hit job. Even mm-hmm. the South Philly Mafia, the Joey Merlinos and those guys who couldn't shoot straight, even those guys were better hit men. And they sucked. You know, so I mean, our local mafia can't even shoot straight anymore. You know, sure. Not like the good old days.
I know.
You know, in the Angelo Bruno days.
Yeah.
You know, when you pulled out a hit, you made sure you went. That's why when you go into an Italian restaurant growing up in South Philly, you always sit in the back facing the door. You always want to see who's coming in the door.
That's right.
You got to learn these things. If somebody's coming after you, you got to see they're coming in.
Head on a swivel.
But this guy wasn't a professional hitman.
Yep. All right, we're going to keep Tony around for the 9 o'clock hour. We'll come back. I want to get Tony's thoughts on Joe Biden's pardoning of Hunter, the Pete Hegseth drama. Also, two individuals say that they would be a lock as the Democratic ticket in 2028. I'm sure Tony will have a thought or two on that, and we'll do that when we come back here on Kale & Company.
You know, guarding online privacy is so critical for me personally and professionally because that idea of just being tracked is so creepy, and that's why I love DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro. Here's why you need to try it out for free for a month. That's what I want to tell you about. They have servers across the U.S., across Europe, so you get the closest connection to maximize speed, stability, and you can choose to connect to any of their servers worldwide. That has to do with their VPN that they offer with Privacy Pro. It's a threefer. As I say, the VPN secures your connection anytime, anywhere. You get full device protection with that VPN, which is built in for the speed and the security. And if I can use it, you can use it. So it's really simple. And then as well, the personal information removal. So this is important because it finds and then deletes that the personal details like your name and address from those sites that store it and then sell it. And it helps to combat the identity theft issue as well as spam. And that leads me to the next one, the third. I've been a victim of identity theft multiple times. It was a nightmare while it was happening and then to try to reverse the effects of that. So if your identity, God forbid, is stolen, they provide a specialist that's going to help you restore your stolen accounts, help you recover those financial losses, and even help you correct your credit report. I mean, that's incredible to me. And that's just one of these three services, all inclusive of this amazing Privacy Pro subscription that is provided by DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro. So here's the thing. I want you to try this on us for a month, 30 days. Okay, 30 days, you get to do this free trial, duckduckgo.com/1210. Do this. And then after the 30 days, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Then you do pay $9.99 a month for the subscription. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.